Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Zimmerman, the custom content editor with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare podcast series. Today, I am pleased to be joined by two guests to discuss the importance of network administrators. George Zula is vice president of Accentra Specialty, where he is responsible for leading the nation's largest health system solution for specialty pharmacy. The network has grown to represent over 600 hospitals and close to $180 billion in combined system revenue. He is immediate past president of the Specialty Pharmacy Certification Board. We are also joined by Ross Thompson. Ross is the vice president and chief pharmacy officer at Tufts Medical Center and the Floating Hospital for Children in Boston, Massachusetts. In his current role at Tufts Medical Center, Ross oversees pharmacy services within this 451-bed academic medical center, providing a full complement of adult and pediatric care. The Department of Pharmacy consists of 185 full-time employees and an operating budget of $160 million. George and Ross, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks, Brian. Glad to be here today.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Great. So with that, let's dive right in. So, Ross, I want to start with you. Can you describe Tufts Medical Center specialty pharmacy operations for us?
Sure. Yeah, we actually have kind of an interesting history in that our outpatient pharmacy program started in 1796 as the Boston Dispensary, and our core service then was providing outpatient prescriptions. And so that's nothing new to our organization. As we've grown with the industry and specialty pharmacy has kind of become more commonplace, we now have two outpatient pharmacies. We have clinic-based pharmacists in over a dozen of our ambulatory clinics where patients are managed. We have a team of prior authorization technicians that help ensure the affordability and ongoing access and adherence for our patients, adherence to their medication regimens. And I guess our entry into specialty pharmacy was really just a matter of staying relevant and offering the services that our patient population, you know, evolved to require. We're now URAC accredited, and we're also able to serve the majority of our patients through contracting that we've accomplished with local insurance plans.
Thank you, Ross. I appreciate you laying all that out for our listeners there. And so then I want to ask my next question to you, Ross. It would be, what challenges are Tufts facing in today's specialty pharmacy environment?
Well, I think our the ongoing challenges, there are remaining insurance plans that we are not recognized as a specialty pharmacy within. So that complicates things when we're trying to serve all of our patients consistently. And, there's a segment of our patient population where we have to stop short and we're not able to actually fill the prescription, which would then allow us to really monitor that patient on an ongoing basis for adherence and, assist them with affordability because it's kind of taken out of our hands. So that's certainly one challenge. Another challenge, as new drugs come to market and even some drugs that have been on the market for several years but only available through limited distribution, when we can't access those medications, the same complexities arise. We're trying to provide a comprehensive service for our patients, yet we're not able to provide certain medications that are needed simply because of the limited distribution policy of that drug manufacturer. So I'd say those are two of our bigger challenges.
Thank you, Ross. And I'm sure those challenges resonate with some of our listeners out there today. George, I'm going to turn to you next. Similar question as the opening one I threw at Ross. Can you provide a brief overview of the Accentra Specialty Program?
Oh, sure thing, Brian. The Accentra Specialty Program is focused on providing access to health system specialty pharmacies. This includes access to limited distribution products, access to payer networks, and access to collaboration across the nation's largest health system specialty pharmacy network. Our goal is to enable health system specialty pharmacies to care for the patients seen within their health system and provide the ability to dispense specialty medications to their patients. Very similar to some of the challenges that Ross had described, we're attempting to solve for.
Thank you, George. And I want to turn to you again, Ross. So access to limited distribution products is a primary barrier for health system specialty pharmacies to care for their patients. And how has Tufts addressed access to these products? As you mentioned, this was a challenge.
Sure. And this has evolved, you know, somewhat as well. In the earlier days, I would say that we officially entered into specialty pharmacy really just by getting our first commercial insurance plan to write us into a specialty pharmacy agreement back in 2010. And that was when we really started focusing on specialty pharmacy in general. In those days, we would actually just pick up the phone and call a manufacturer asking, you know, why can't we buy your drug? And, we have this set of patients that we're managing at our medical center, and it would be convenient if we were able to buy the drug and be able to dispense it for our patients. And it was really no more complicated than that. We received access to several medications just by, you know, starting early before some of these limited distribution policies started to be adopted. And so more recently, it's gotten more challenging. You know, the limited distribution policy is much more widespread, and the barriers seem to be a bit higher each year. So now, you know, one of the things that we've benefited from is our cooperation with Ascentris and taking advantage of agreements that Ascentris have negotiated on our behalf. That have allowed us to gain access to limited distribution drugs.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Ross. And George, then that brings me to you. So how has Ascentris facilitated access to limited distribution products as you've done with Tufts?
Yeah, that's a great question, Brian. And just to expand on what Ross had begun to describe, Ascentris works directly with our clients and manufacturers to assist qualified health system specialty pharmacies access to limited distribution products. As a network administrator for our clients, Ascentris is able to simplify contracting with the manufacturers as well as with our clients and ease the burden of multiple data feeds for manufacturers. For clients participating in the Ascentris program, we are able to assist in data readiness in order to meet manufacturer requirements for access to limited distribution products. In turn, Ascentris presents the manufacturer a single, validated, and secure data transmission based on the manufacturer's data specification. Lastly, as a network administrator, Ascentris standardizes the data sets required by the manufacturer on behalf of our clients.
Thank you, George. And that brings us to this network administrator piece. So you've used that phrase a couple of times now. How is that different than a data aggregator?
Oh, sure, Brian. Great question. As a network administrator, Ascentris is working to support our clients. This includes educating manufacturers of the value of the network, providing guidance for accreditation and best practices, standardized data exchange between clients and manufacturers, and most importantly, presenting qualified clients for consideration for limited distribution product networks. Data aggregators, on the other hand, are organizations such as IQVIA, Symphony, and Capgemini that collect data from multiple data sources to supply to manufacturers. Think of it this way. As Ascentris serving as a network administrator, we submit data on behalf of our clients to data aggregators. We are one data source of many that data aggregators work with.
Thank you, George, for giving our listeners that added clarity there. So, Ross, then I'm going to turn to you again. In your experience in working with Ascentris, have you had any success in accessing limited distribution products through the program, or any success stories you can share?
Sure. Yeah, and I think some of our success actually started even prior to gaining access to limited distribution as a result of participating with Ascentris. You know, some of our early benefits of participating is that I would consider it to be very much a member-driven organization, in that we've assembled a team of pharmacy leaders from a number of academic medical centers, you know, kind of similarly minded, similarly focused in specialty pharmacy pursuits, and have just been able to collaborate, exchange ideas. We've been in a position, you know, Centris has allowed us to be in a position to somewhat advise and help prioritize where the efforts might be best applied. Centris has a lot of industry knowledge that we kind of benefit from almost as a, you know, free consultation. And there's been multiple times when they've helped us understand some of the dynamics that we might be having, you know, facing within pharmacy benefit managers or specialty pharmacies that might compete with what we're trying to accomplish. And they've also introduced us to a number of vendors that have really helped us, whether it's through data aggregation, preparing for national accreditation. They've been a great resource to, you know, basically a connector to reputable vendors that we could work with on our pursuits. Specifically to the question of limited distribution, we have benefited. We've had some challenges, speaking on behalf of Tufts specifically, we've had some challenges in just getting all of our data submissions organized out of a fairly complex, antiquated medical record. But we've finally been able to piece all of that together. And sure enough, as soon as we were able to produce that uniform data set within the first month, we've already started talking about our access to limited distribution through Pfizer, which I think is coming together within this next week or two. We should have access. So it's been very, very helpful for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it. I want to look ahead here. So what do you see in the drug pipeline that will be important to consider for patients?
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. I guess from my perspective, it is important to continue to educate manufacturers of the value of the Accentris network. As Ross had indicated, as the Accentris network has combined the thought leaders across the specialty pharmacy industry in health systems, it's very important to continue to message to manufacturers for access to LD products. As the pipeline is full of specialty medications, clients will continue to lean on Accentris for access to limited distribution products, and manufacturers will continue to seek organizations that are qualified from a clinical, operational, and data perspective. So again, as we look forward into the future, having all of those key components together and present qualified candidates and clients to manufacturers is something that's very exciting, and we're beginning to break down those barriers for access.
Thank you, George and Ross, for your time and thought-provoking responses today. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Accentris Specialty. For more information, go to AccentrisRx.com or follow Accentris Specialty on LinkedIn. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at BeckersHospitalReview.com.